Welcome to the show.
This guy got a mistletoe belt on.
Gosh, that is bad.
The whole plane smells like weed.
Those were the days.
It's a joke, you idiot.
Looked in the mirror, I'm like,
good old innocent fun. Welcome back, everybody, to Troublemakers, the podcast where each week we bring on a guest and they tell crazy stories about their lives.
Crazy.
I'm your host, Dylan Krasinski, coming to you from a beautiful day in Astoria, Queens. With me, as always, is my enigmatic co-host, the man with the plan and a pen in his hand, Mr. Ray Zawadny.
Oh, thank you so much, Dylan. Sorry, I forgot the pen. I usually always have a pen in my hand. Thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. More than thanking you, though, I want to thank everyone that has been supporting the podcast, whether you are checking us out on YouTube full episodes, you are listening to the audio version of the podcast, or you're just watching the reels and the shorts. And if you are a fan of the podcast, please do us a favor, man. Ooh. Share those reels. Share those shorts. Leave us ratings and reviews. Comment on the videos on YouTube.
Yeah,
give us some
baby.
Comments. We would love that. And
I'll interact with all of them.
He will interact with all of them. And if you are gonna comment, we ask for a huge favor. Leave something positive, all right? Because if I go out there, Dylan monitors it pretty frequently, so do I. If I go out there and I see a negative comment, here's what I'm going to do. I am going to mail you an anonymous gift that are two tickets for a cruise for you and your spouse.
Oh!
Once you are on that cruise, you're going to wake up one morning and your spouse is going to be missing. There's going to be bloody handprints, and there is going to be a knife, and you are not going to find that body. They are going to throw you in jail. Jail for life.
God damn.
Yeah, I know. You're
framed for murder.
Framed for murder. You walk into your prison cell. Guess who's there waiting for you? Me. Your worst nightmare. Welcome to hell.
So you're putting yourself in jail.
For this, yeah.
Oh, damn.
I'll do whatever it takes to make your life a fucking nightmare. So basically what I'm saying is think twice before you leave a negative comment.
You heard it here, folks. You heard it first.
Anywho.
Dude, let's get right into the episode. Great guest today. Super hot guest. Ryan O'Toole, baby.
Ryan O'Toole.
Yeah, he gives him a car. Clearly drive. He gave a fucking Vietnamese kid a sick car, dude. They don't even make those anymore.
They don't make Gran Torinos.
Dude, that's a classic Boston move where so educated about the difference between racists so they can be more effectively racist.
Yeah, sure. Well, there's different. There is like.
He's like, it specifically knows that it's Vietnamese kids.
Yeah, well, that was the thing because he went to Nam, right? I think that was like.
That was part of it.
Yeah, I think that was like the big thing. Like when he found out they were Vietnamese, I think it was like more personal. I think.
I love that he was just hammering Pabst Blue Ribbons
mm-hmm.
on the porch.
Smoking cigarettes with the fucking Zippo lighter. That was a classic. That was a great character, that guy.
I gotta say, I don't like that Pabst Blue Ribbon has been taken over by like hipsters.
Sure.
Because it used to be like an old man, dad mm-hmm. drink, grandpap on the porch.
Yeah, I would have never thought of drinking PBRs when I was like 17. It was not.
No,
it wouldn't be in like rotation for me.
But now you see them at like a Brooklyn bar, and it's like, this is our special. It's $6 for a can of PBR. You should be able to get a fucking case for that.
Yeah, it's kind of happening with Miller High Life now too.
Yeah, that's my. I love
me too.
I love High Life.
It's so good.
It's great beer.
So delicious. Yeah, it's awesome.
You know what it goes great with? Shot.
Oh, easily, yeah.
Forget
easily,
about it.
Dude. Especially when it's like the fat Miller High Life bottles. You know those like what do they call the fat ones? They're like. You know, usually it's like the
tall boy.
Yeah, but they have like these small fat ones too.
Oh, I like the glass.
Yeah,
it in the glass. That's my only.
Oh, I love High Life.
Oh, I know which ones you're talking about.
Yeah, they're short. They're still like I think it's still probably 12 ounces, but the bottle's different.
You know what bottles I like are the Banquet Beer Coors Regular bottles. Coors Regular's good.
Oh, so good.
You don't see Coors Regular
Banquet
anywhere.
Banquet Beer.
So good.
You don't see Coors Regular.
That was like the first beer I bought with a fake ID was regular Coors.
Really?
Yeah. My buddy wanted it. And I had an ID that I was just using to like buy lottery tickets and blunt wraps with. And I never bought booze with because it was expired. Like, oh, they're going to take it from me. And then I was like, fuck it. It was a Mayweather fight. And we needed beer for the fight.
Yeah.
And I was like, my buddy's like, get the yellow Coors, get regular Coors, not Coors Light. And I got those. That was the first time I had it, and I was like, oh, this is a pretty good beer, dude, you know?
Mm-hmm. Did you have a fake ID as in, like...
I had a real ID that... It was a real Massachusetts ID, but it wasn't me.
Okay.
It was some other kid who kind of looked like me.
Yeah. I remember my my brother had one of those, like a fake ID like that. And I went with, he's 5 years older than me. So he was probably like 18 at the time. I'm 13. And we go to this place to buy beer. Literally, my dad is in like the hotel right next to us. My dad was the one that was like, yeah, go grab us some beer.
Wait, where are you on vacation?
No. Well, my dad, he lived in Kentucky. And I was in Pittsburgh, so he was coming to stay, and he would stay at like a Red Roof Inn, and there was like a bar and grill right next door. So my brother walks in with the fake ID, and he's like, "Hey," and the girl behind the counter is like, "Ah, yeah, this isn't you." He's like, "Yeah, yeah, it is. No, it's not you." He's like, "How the fuck do you know it's not me?" She's like, "Well, one, I know the guy whose ID this is, and we went to high school together, Mike." And he's like, "Ah, all right." And then she's like, "But here, you could have it anyway."
And that's cool.
Yeah, and he was like, "Well, why'd you make me go through the whole shit? Come on, just fucking play some pretend." Wait,
she sold you the beer and stuff?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
We had, when I was in college, we got, like, there was a guy, I went to Siena, there was a guy at Albany who used to make fake IDs.
Where's Siena?
It's in Albany. Oh, okay. It's, like, outside Loudonville. And we drove to, like, the Albany, University of Albany campus and, like, went into this kid's dorm room. It was so sketchy. Yeah. I paid $50. And he, like, took my picture, gave us an old New York ID, and it was so shitty looking. It would, like, peel and shit, and it scanned, and it would work all the time. And I remember I went home for, like, summer break and went to, like, the deli, and the guy was like, this is fake. This is fake. And I had such arrogance, and I was like, dude, why would I give you a fake ID? Scan it. Yeah. And he, like, scanned it, and it worked. He goes, I'm sorry. I haven't seen one of these old ones in so long. I go, apology accepted, sir. I was such a dick.
What an asshole.
You're good, dude. Yeah. I was like 19 years old, just being a real dick, dude.
What an asshole.
I never had one. Really? I never had a fake. I always wanted one. And then I was always promised by people that were a little older that kind of looked like me. Like, you could have one of mine. And then I'd hit them back up. They'd be like, no, you get in a lot of trouble. So you're such a pussy.
Oh, dude.
I'm sure you could.
You know what? I don't think I ever told this story on the pod. One time I almost got arrested. The closest I've been to getting arrested was with that fake ID. Do you remember how like intense they would be with fake IDs?
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. I got caught with one time.
Did you? Yep. And you got in trouble.
I had to go to court.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's bad. But I remember I went, my cousin's husband, when they got married, I went on his bachelor party and I was like 20 at the time. And it was me and this other,
where'd you go?
We went to Albany. We went to Saratoga.
All right. Yeah. That's a big difference between Saratoga and Albany.
We went out. Right? We stayed in Albany, I remember, and went out in Saratoga.
Fucking love Saratoga.
And,
it's awesome.
There's this strip club right by Siena called Night Moves, and it's terrible.
Little too tall. Could use a few pounds.
Yeah. But we would go. Dude, we would go like Night Moves. And it would be like Thursday at like 1 a.m. We would be like, we want to walk to Night Moves, and we would go. But I remember we went out in Saratoga. Me and this other kid were the only ones under 21. We got a limo. So we went out to all the bars, and then we're in the car. We're going to go to Night Moves or go back to Albany. And this other kid who was under 21, he, like, goes out of the roof, and he starts, like, yelling at someone. Jesus. You know, doing a bit, whatever.
Whoop, whoop.
Exactly. Yeah. Dude, the cops pull us over. They come. They go. They didn't take everyone out. They go, everyone pass up your IDs. And he was using like someone else's ID, so he just passed that up.
Yeah.
And the cops are going to look at it and be like, oh, this is, we're not comparing it to anybody. This is obviously,
as long as you don't have a warrant out for you.
Yeah, this is someone in the, yeah, dude. Can that Mike O'Conlon get out of the car?
The dude's ID that you used? This guy's wanted for murder.
Fuck! He's like, it's not me!
We have the same eyebrows! That's the only reason I'm using it!
Dude, so I had, as soon as we get pulled over, as soon as the lights went on, I like sobered up immediately. I was wasted. And I took my shoe off. I took my fake ID, put it in my sock, underneath my foot. Move.
You called that happening.
I did. Yeah.
Someone said that was going
to
happen.
God damn it.
I told you I would put tape on it, but you didn't want to put tape on it.
Let me put it up. We'll take a little pause.
You're going to put it up, take a little
pause. All right, dude. After our brief interruption with the curtain falling, so I'm in Saratoga. I put the ID in my sock, under my shoe, put my shoes back on. We pass up our IDs. I pass up my real ID that says I'm like 20, 19, whatever it is. And I know they're going to like,
what are you doing around? Yeah.
So they look at all the IDs, comes back in. He goes, Dylan Krasinski, can you step out? Dude, the cops were like, You're 20. You've been drinking. And I was like, yeah, I've had a couple drinks, not you know, crazy.
Yeah.
And he goes, you're 20. How you getting? You going to the bars here? And I go, yeah, yeah. And he goes, how? And I go, I just walked up and gave them the ID you're holding, sir. And they let me in. He goes, what bars? And I go, that one.
Oh, you fucking red.
Come on.
You red fucking.
You better not have snitched on Gaffney's, dude. I love Gaffney's.
Dude, I told him. I was like, we were at Gaffney's.
Dude.
This was 15 years ago. They're still in business. They're
thriving.
What's up, snitch?
Okay, relax.
What happened?
No, I think I actually said, I was like, you know, I think it was somewhere over there. I don't really know the names.
Yeah.
That I don't know. And he was like, okay, you can go back in the car. Good. And then they took all the beer out and like fucking poured it down the sewer. And then they let us go. But that could have been real bad, dude.
Yeah.
If I passed up my fake ID. Would have gotten arrested.
Yeah, would have
sucked. Bachelor party ruined.
Yeah, I got caught at my high school with a fake ID. I was like shotgunning a beer in the parking lot. It was like during a football game. And so like we were drinking in my buddy's car. It was cold out and we were like just having a couple beers before we like met our friends. Like went out of the car to shotgun a beer. Like a fucking idiot. I don't know why I was shotgunning a beer. And I got back to
you like the party, dude.
That's right. That's right. And fucking dude, like when I get back to the car, there's like a cop was just there and I was like, oh shit, dude. And he got I completely forgot I had the ID and he fucking took it. And it was the one it was a real ID. It was a mass ID. Yeah. And then I was like, I can't put this on my buddy right now. Cause I'd have been like 24 with a bunch of fucking 18-year-olds, you know? Mm-hmm. So I just took it. I had to go to court, but it was really nothing really happened. I went to court and they were just like, don't get in trouble pretty much. So.
Yeah.
But they took the ID. The worst part was they took the ID.
That's the worst part.
Yeah.
You go, fuck, well, how am I supposed to drink?
I know. And I was like selling booze to everyone in school and stuff. Like, I was like fucking, but looking back, it was pretty good. Cause like I'd buy so much beers for people, dude. Cause I had it like my junior year of high school, I got it. Was it my junior, my sophomore year? I was younger, and there were kids that were older that needed booze, so I was like cool by whatever. I was friends with them, but I would buy so much booze and make a bunch of money, and then one time, it was after I got it taken away, thank God, but I didn't buy booze for these kids I would have 1,000,000% bought booze for. Mm-hmm. And this one kid got fucking shit-faced and drove his car like 110 miles an hour into a house, dude.
Holy shit.
But he lived. He like, it was like one of those things, like his car exploded and he should have died. And I think like he like broke his elbow or something. Like it should have been like
death.
Yeah. And I remember my mom she's like, you were so fucked. Because I told my mom after what happened and she was like, you were so, I was like, that scared the fucking shit out of me. Even when I was like, still to this day, I'm like, I don't want to buy a 24-year-old a drink.
He was okay?
He was he like got in trouble and stuff.
Everyone in the house died.
No one else got hurt by it.
Family of five.
Yeah, no one else got hurt, but I think he was driving like 120 miles an hour. Like his car, he should have, it was like one of those things, someone should have died.
You know what it is though? Drunk drivers, they never die.
I know. I know.
They're so relaxed.
I should have died when I got my DUI.
Yeah?
I mean, I hit a guardrail going like 60 miles
really?
An hour. Whoa. Yeah. You never talked about it like that.
Didn't have one little scratch on my nose.
How shit face were you?
I blew like a 0.25. Oh, nice. So like
3-4 times over the limit.
Yeah. I was having fun that night.
Fun.
But no.
Do you remember driving?
I do. I remember because I wasn't completely blacked out. What I did was I was driving home from the club, I was driving home from the. It was an after hours club I went to and we were just boozing. And five different people that night were like, hey, if you need a place to crash, you crash. I'm right up the street. You need a place to crash. And I had driven drunk so much to that point. I mean, I don't do it anymore, but I was like 20. I was like 25. I was invincible. Mm-hmm. And finally, I was like, I'm just going to drive. And I remember fucking driving, flying. I like bend down, was back, like I had like, I think like an MP3 player or something like playing music through.
Nice.
And I was trying to put on a song and right when I look up the guardrail, I was like, boom, blasted it. And then I woke up to like a lady like tapping on my window. Man. Yeah.
Ray's like, don't call the police.
Did you total your car?
Yeah. And I remember the lady knocked on the window. That is what I said. she was like, honey, are you okay? And I was like,
yeah, bags and stuff.
Yeah. Airbags went out, everything. And she was like, honey, are you okay? Like the guardrail till this day is still bent. That was like 10 years ago. It's crazy. When I drive past it, it's like a reminder. Of like,
oh God, dude.
It's like yeah. the guardrail's talking like at the bend, yeah. like Ray, you didn't have any drinks.
That's
you?
Right.
And, and she knocked on the window and was like, honey, are you okay? I was like, yeah. I was like, she was like, I called 911. I was like, okay, you didn't call the police though, did you? And she was like, they usually come with 911. I'm like, fuck. And I just popped out and sat on the guardrail and waited.
Yeah,
it
was
I got, you know.
Yeah,
I,
what are you
should have ran into the woods.
Yeah. But they have your car anyway. They, you know what I mean?
But they can't prove you were driving.
That's true, man. But I was also shit-faced and like.
You just accepted your consequences.
The jig is up. Good for you. Good for you.
The jig is up.
Like, was that your only DUI?
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten arrested?
No, but I've been like. When I got that ID, I don't think I've been cuffed, but no, I got cuffed one time at Grand Central, dude, for trespass, and it was bullshit, but I was in a holding cell for like an hour. It was fucking bullshit.
How do you trespass,
dude,
in a public area?
That's what I was saying, dude, and that's what I said. That's exactly, and I was just walking, too. I wasn't fucking doing anything, dude. It was like 2 a.m, dude, and I was like trying to go on the train or some shit. Yeah, obviously, why else would I be there? They were filming a movie. I was like, oh, I want to go look at what they're filming.
Yeah.
So I just like acted like I was supposed to be there. And I was like, oh, I want to watch because fucking Chadwick Boseman was there. Right.
Oh,
and I was like,
oh, yeah. They were probably filming. You know what they were filming?
The bridge.
21 Bridges.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Movie.
Dude.
It's okay.
So they were filming it. I was like, I still never saw it. But I should though, because I'm like, dude, anyways, I was like, oh, I want to watch this because. Someone's like, oh, the Black Panther guy is filming it. So, yeah. Like, the director and shit are, like, right there. They got the cameras and stuff. And I'm like, I was so shit-faced. I'm like, I'll just walk up and act like I'm supposed to be there. So, I was watching them direct Chadwick Boseman walk by this dude or lady, I forget. And you're just telling them what to do. And there's all the extras around. And then people like, oh, who are you? You know? And I said something. I'm like, I'm fucking Richie's cousin or nephew or something. And it worked.
Like, I'm Chadwick's brother.
It worked for, like... No one said anything for like 20 minutes. And then eventually this like security guy came up and he's like, hey, who are you again? And then like, no, you got to come with me. And then I was like, all right. Yeah. So I like started walking with him and I'm like, I'm just going to get out of it. You know, I'm gonna leave. And they wouldn't let, I'm like, fuck dude. So I was like, you know, you're in the big room. So I like hit the door to go out onto Lexington Ave. One of those, the doors were locked from the inside.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. I'm dead serious. Jesus. Cause they didn't, I don't know how I got in. I was drunk. I got in there though. You know what I mean? I didn't know they were filming.
You were Richie's cousin.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And then I fucking, dude, I was pissed. And so I fucking, I forget what happened. I mouth it off to somebody. And the next thing I know, like I was in handcuffs and I'm like, fuck dude. So they bring me by. There's like, I don't know, 100 extras in there, the whole camera people. And they like pause the shit and all the extras are like cheering and shit. And I'm like, fuck you. This is, and I walk, dude, I was pissed. I was so pissed, dude. For like no reason. Dude, I walked right by Chadwick Boseman and he was laughing and I was like, oh, the Black Panther. And then he just like kept going back to work or whatever. And then I was in a holding cell. There's like a station in Grand Central.
Yeah.
So I'm like cuffed or whatever. And dude, it was like either like, I think it was Columbus Day. It was a 3-day weekend.
Oh.
And it was a Friday. It was 2 a.m. probably on Saturday. Horrible. So it was like Friday night or Saturday morning. And a guy told me, he's like, I remember sitting in the cell. There was no one else in there. And I could hear the people talking. And like, the guy's like, we don't want to fucking... lug this kid to bookends and you know what
You'd
I mean?
Be there till Tuesday.
100%. Right. So, and that's when it clicked. I was like, oh fuck dude. But there was this lady. She's like, he's fucking acting like an asshole. And I was like, bro, you gotta be kidding me. One of the cops came in and he was like, just fill this paperwork. And he's like, just shut the fuck up when you walk out. He's like, we don't want to do the paperwork. He's like, you don't want to be in here for fucking 4 days. He's like, you do not want to do this, dude. And I was like, all right. Yeah. So I got out of it. I think I had to go to court, but then I think I didn't have to go to court. They like mailed me one of the things being like, you don't have to come to court anymore or whatever. That was the closest I came.
It sounds like you might have a warrant, but
No. I checked on it to make they NYPD mailed something to my house being like, it's gone or whatever.
That's great, dude.
That's pretty hilarious, though.
It was cool. It was cool because then I remember, so I was in acting school at the time, and I remember telling everybody, I was like, I got to watch fucking Chadwick Boseman. It was a pretty sick experience, honestly. Yeah. Like, dude, I was like, the camera was like where you guys were, and he was like where the wall is, dude.
Wow.
Yeah, it was fucking sick, cool. Dude. I'm like, dude, that's, and then I still never seen the movie, but then when he passed away, that was like the first thing I thought of. I was like, oh, yeah. Shit. Because the only movie I've ever seen with Chadwick Boseman, I saw the Thurgood Marshall movie and the Jackie Robinson movie.
Yeah,
Black Panther, I don't like superhero movies. Like, you know what I mean? I know it was important or whatever, but I fucking, I watched like 10 minutes of it, and it's like, whenever I watch any of those superhero movies, they turn me on. I'm like, I can't get into it.
Yeah.
You know?
I love them, but you know.
I've heard, yeah. I like them. I've heard that. Yeah.
We got Chadwick Boseman right here.
Oh, is that him?
Yeah.
RIP. I'm glad I got to give him a laugh, dude. You know, I'm grateful I got to see him act, honestly. That's actually what I'm more.
That is pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Is that, who's the director? Is that the same guy who did Training Day?
Antoine Fuqua? I don't think so. I met him before.
Really?
I met him. He was at a bar I worked at in Boston. He was super cool. He tipped us so well.
I'm going to need to know because I'll lose it if I can't remember.
I don't think so. I thought it was a white guy. I'm pretty sure it was a white guy.
Well, dude, that scene in Grand Central Station is like the climax.
That's what
of
I
the
heard.
Movie.
I got to watch that fucking movie.
It's
dude.
Not bad. I mean, I think it's.
I liked it.
I remember seeing the picture of him. Though there was like a picture on a poster, and he was clearly in the train hall in Grand Central, and I was like, dude, I fucking got cuffed there. It was pretty sick. You know what I mean?
Dude, you're not the only person.
The cop told me
there.
Too. The cop told me, yeah, no way. Well, now I don't even think they arrest. Who is it?
Just some random.
Yeah,
his name's Brian Kirk.
Yeah,
he did a couple episodes of Game of Thrones. Guy's a fucking loser. Dude. who the fuck is he to kick you off his set?
Like yeah, dude, I was pissed, man. But that's I was crazy. Like, it was worth it. But I remember the cop telling me. No, was it someone was like, yeah, was it worth it? I was like, dude, I'm an actor. I'm like, all these extras are here. Like a lot of those extras I know are actors and like, that's why they do this. So they can watch that. I'm like, they're not going to get a better, like, yeah, they'll get the $112 day rate or whatever. Yeah. But I'm like, I was so close.
Those extras are, I've been I was a stand in once for Mindhunters. I never
great show.
Yeah, but I never even got to do the job because I did 2 days on it and they weren't getting to my scene, but they were still paying me. And they pay stand-ins more.
Definitely.
And the third day they called me to come in and I had a gig and I was like, I can't do it. So I got paid for doing nothing, but it was I remember hearing it's David Fincher, right? Mm-hmm. Did it. Just I was like sitting in this area waiting to like do my scene. And I just hear him screaming at the top of his lungs.
Really?
Like, fuck, man. I was like, I don't want to do this, dude. It was mostly for my hands. I was a handstand in.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It was guys were on a stakeout. And I was so pissed, dude. The dude that I was standing in for was like this fucking fat old dude. But still.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Money's money.
Yep.
And it's like my hands are like they just wanted my hands. They kept talking. Because I didn't know it was that for a while, but I was getting like weirded out. The lady was like, I have to put a little makeup on his hands. And then she kept going like, can I see your hands again? I'm like, yeah, what the fuck is going on? And then like people were coming in. She was like, hey, Edna, can you get in back in here? What do you think of his hands? And then they're like holding it, but they're not showing me the picture that they're looking at. They're like holding the picture like, it'll do.
Yeah, because they don't want to pay an actor to like just like move their hands and like all those shots, you know, like moving a coffee or whatever.
Yeah,
they don't want to pay him.
But
what
I was getting at is those people are like those extras. They're like regulars.
Oh yeah,
fucking weird.
Oh,
dude.
Especially the SAG ones, dude. Like you get there's people that are in SAG that do
extra.
They are and they get paid more and shit and it's like. You know,
but the way they talk to each other,
I know.
I remember being like standing in that, and then they're like, when I was in House of Cards, Kevin, Kevin, complimented my jacket. So, and then I was like, hey, fast forward, he's a rapist.
Yeah.
So, good luck.
Yeah.
Alleged.
I did so much extra work that, like, there's, I feel like most of the people are annoying like that, but every once in a while, you know, it's like you just bring, I always like bring a newspaper and like read because it's just, I'm going to lose my mind with the A sitting around and then B listening to the bullshit you're fucking that you're around people. It's like, whatever. You think it's cool, fine. You
it's
know?
A different level of like pretentious actor.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it's a different type of thing because it's clearly like, it's like, this is, they're just a, forever extra.
Dude, it sounds like it's like being around comics who are like, yeah, you know, I did 7 shows tonight. Where have you been? It's that same
there is. It is similar to that. Kinda,
yeah, but 7 shows is like a pretty good level of success and a good gauge. These guys are just in the background of NCIS. Like,
you need them, though. You need them. you need them. You fucking need
extras. No, I know you need them, but like, it's like, hey, you just, yeah. You were in the background fake eating.
Yeah, I was like, fuck
settle
it.
Settle the
yeah,
fuck down.
Yeah, yeah. There was fucking, I was listening to Matt Damon on a podcast one time and he kept calling background actors or extras. He kept calling them background artists. And I was like, dude, shut the fuck up, dude. Man. Artists? It's like, give me a fucking break here. I have, he kept calling them background artists, dude. And I was like, dude, shut the fuck up.
That's
dude.
So corny.
It was so fucking gay, dude. I was like, yeah, they're needed, but. Artists here, yeah. You know what I mean? What about you don't think that's disrespectful to the person that's like putting their life and you know going away from their children to write this or act in it, you know?
Dude, they should have an Oscar for background artists.
Why not?
Background artist of the year.
They're artists that in the same so way good. That the people working at Subway are sandwich artists.
I would make the case that Subway is probably more of an you know what I mean?
It's harder work.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh,
yeah.
Also, Subway, pretty good.
Yeah. I haven't had it in I think, yeah.
Dude, you know what I just had? I had the other day. I was in Aruba. I don't know if I told you.
Yeah.
Would Ray hates me mentioning
it. I just don't like people that fucking go on like a vacation or study abroad and come back and act like the fucking air is better there than it is here.
Well, probably
or
is.
Like water I mean, tastes it is better nice. Here. Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
This is crazy that we're sitting. Ray, that water looks good. Have you ever had bottled water in Aruba? They start pronouncing things
yeah, so
offensively.
Mad.
Get the fuck out
I
of
came
here.
Back, first day back, I was like, oh yeah. Didn't even, I think we were hanging out with Colin. He was like, how was the trip? And I was like, oh, it was great. You
nobody,
know, was,
yeah, that's the thing. Nobody fucking asked you how the trip was. You just random, somebody brought up a type of food. What food was it? What was
yeah,
it?
I don't even remember.
Somebody
oh,
was like,
oh, we were talking about wings. And I go, oh, I just had, surprisingly, I just had great wings in Aruba. You wouldn't think that they would be good wings.
Was it just at a bar?
Not, Ray goes, not how he said it.
Ray goes, damn, I don't want to hear it.
How did he say
it?
How did he say it?
So I said, we were looking for something to eat, and I was like, oh, I was like, maybe we can grab wings. You know where they had really good wings?
Like
Aruba. And but before he got Aruba out, I said, shut the fuck up.
I did not say it.
Yes, you like did. That. You did not yeah. say, shockingly, you did yeah. not downplay it at I first. Go, and then you saw my reaction.
I go, you know what? You know what? I mean, Aruba has pretty good wings. I know, like, I'm just not comparing it, but, like, you know, it was, they were surprisingly good.
And then I turned up the volume on the radio.
Yeah, that's what he did. I go, you know where, I asked, and he goes, whoop, and he was like, and I go,
turn
you're
that shit up.
Dick, dude. Oh, my God. But, yeah, surprisingly good. I forgot what I was saying. With why I even brought up Aruba.
Subway.
Oh, I just had, you know what, They don't have Quiznos here. They got a Quiznos in the airport in Aruba. I love Quiznos.
I don't think I've ever had Quiznos.
Oh, dude, it's
it's like Subs, right?
I don't know why they went out of business. They are Subway 10 times better.
You know why they went out of business? Because their commercial had those disgusting fucking puppets in it.
We probably. Love your Subs.
Oh, yeah, dude. They're so good, though. It's the best.
I never had it.
Oh, they toast them up. They're crispy. So
right.
good.
Sorry. Where are they? Where is their quiz? Other than
they're like all closed now.
Yeah,
where were they though? Because I don't ever remember those in like Massachusetts and New England.
They got some heat for a little while. I remember there was one in my my college and like the student union.
Yeah, so good.
I you
but they do.
Subway gets a lot of shit.
Oh, Subway.
Subway's good.
Yeah, dude. There was a Subway. This is what I don't like about Subway. There was a Subway where I went to college, and you would go, and if you walked in, even just ordering a sandwich, not even eating there, you would smell. Your clothes would smell like Subway. Yeah, I remember you get back home, and people would be like, "Do you go to Subway?"
It happens.
Be like, ah, nah.
Yeah, dude, because it's not 100% real food.
Yeah, no, that's like a big thing. They studied the tuna sandwiches and shit at Subway, and they're like, yeah, these aren't fit. It's not fish. We don't know what it is.
They were putting, they got a lawsuit. Nobody talks about this. Yeah. They got sued because they were putting this chemical in their sandwich bread that was the same chemical they put in yoga mats.
Yeah, I remember that.
And like to make it like squishy.
Yeah.
It was in Subway bread. So next time you eat Subway bread, just know you're eating a yoga mat.
Yeah, but like you shouldn't, like, I don't care. Don't do your research. Just fucking eat whatever. It's America. We're already fucked.
Yeah, well, it's like, what do you expect? You know, it's like, no, it's not like, well, I guess Subway did actually advertise as being good for you for a while. So, yeah. You know what? Maybe they do kind of deserve some
Heat. That's the truth of it all is the them being healthy. It was just because
that that child molester that lost all that weight, he was just lowering his calories and walking around. They could have done that with, like, I think me and you talk about this.
Could have done it with McDonald's.
Yeah.
Have one burger a day.
Yeah.
Just have like 700 calories. Yeah, just control yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just control yourself. Yeah. You're right.
You know, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Just lower those calories.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do Bostonians, because you grew up in Boston, what's the opinion on Ben Affleck and Matt Damon?
I think people like him.
I think people like him, right?
I don't. But I'm always curious. I always just think it's weird because everyone else, like, kind of labels them like the mascot. Mark Wahlberg, too. They kind of just label like the mascots of fucking Boston, Massachusetts, the city of Boston. But I don't know. I don't really. I mean, Mark Wahlberg's pretty annoying to me. I'm not going to lie.
Fuck Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, I can't stand him.
I love Marky Mark.
He's pretty annoying, but.
He's a pussy.
The other ones, I don't mind. I actually kind of like Ben Affleck, dude. I like that. Like, I mean, when he was like drinking and getting divorced and stuff. And like,
he's more Boston than anybody.
Yeah, like every time they get a picture of him, he's like smoking and he's like hungover and shit. You know, like he's
real depressed and sad.
Yeah. He's cool, but I don't know. I think they're like. Whatever, but it's like I feel like everyone else outside of like that area of the country thinks that like we think they're like important. I think, but I don't really think anything of it.
Well, I think Matt Damon's the best of all of them. Like as far as probably like, his acting and his movies, like he's probably in like three of my top 10 favorite movies. Rounders.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Love Rounders.
Good Will Hunting.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And The Departed. Love The Departed.
Yeah, The
Departed gets a lot of shit now. I think people kind of shit on The Departed a little bit, like say that it's not like that good of a movie.
It's great, man.
Yeah, I never loved it the way a lot of people do. You know, like I think it's a good movie. Like it's a pretty good.
What do you think the best Boston-based movie is? I have this conversation with.
I like The Town a lot.
I was gonna agree.
I like The Town.
You're right.
I really like The Town. I thought The Town was like it. The way it captured like the characters in it, I thought were. It was so fucking spot on. Like, Jeremy Renner's character.
Yeah.
Like, I know people like that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
There's people like that. Blake Lively's character. Oh, there's people like that. And I thought that one, I thought they fucking nailed that movie. I thought the action was good. It was fun. It was
so good.
It was really good.
There's not a better friend scene in a movie than when he comes in and he's like, I'm going to need your help with this. Some people are going to get hurt. And he just goes, who's Kyle taking?
That is a good one.
Best line.
That, yeah.
Never ask me about it after.
There's some good ones, dude. Jeremy Renner, like when they beat the shit out of each other in Charlestown and then they're sitting down and he's like, I'm going to Florida. It, like, dude, it was so good. That movie fucking ruled, dude.
So rewatchable, too. I could watch that movie every day.
Oh, yeah. It's a good one.
Yeah.
It is great.
It's a good one.
An even hotter take than it being the best Boston movie, I think it's a better heist movie than Heat.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Really?
I do. I think.
Dude, Heat's like probably my favorite movie ever.
Really?
Yeah. It's. I know it's like 3.5 hours long, dude. I've probably watched it 1,000 times and I love Heat.
I used to love Heat and I rewatched them both in like a probably like a 2 month span and I was like, man, Heat is just a lot. But I do love Pacino.
I think they're redoing it.
They're doing a sequel.
A sequel?
They already wrote the book to it. I think the book came out like a year or two ago. Yeah.
Really?
Or I think it's a prequel.
Yeah. That's what I think it is. I think it takes place beforehand. I fucking love Heat, dude. The dude from State Farm commercial. He's with Dennis Cuthbert, I think his name is, when he's flipping burger. Fuck it. And he goes out and just, he's like, gets back in the game, dude. It's so fucking
good. Val Kilmer's great
amazing.
He's the best part of the movie, I think.
Amazing.
What's the best heist bank robbery movie? I have my opinion.
I think it's The Town.
You think it's The Town?
That's pretty great, yeah.
I think it's The Town or Hell or High Water.
Oh, that's a good Hell or High Water. That's a fucking great. That's an awesome movie.
That's a banger.
I think Inside Man. I love Inside Man.
It's good.
Yeah.
I think that's my favorite bank robbery movie. One that's, I think, like, overrated a little bit, but I think it's still one of the best is Ocean's 11. I mean,
yeah.
The remake, so good when that came out. But, yeah, The Town's up there. Probably top two,
since we're
top
speaking
three.
On The Town, dude, The Town, there's a lot of scenes in The Town that were taken from a movie from the 60s called Friends of Eddie Coyle. Have you seen it?
No.
Really good movie. It's kind of like the older version. It's about a bunch of bank robbers in Boston in the 60s, and it's really good. Like, there's certain scenes they took directly from... Really? Yeah, like the plane flying over in the beginning up Castle Island and stuff like that. But awesome fucking movie.
Well, it's based on
Robert Mitchum.
It's based on a book. I think it's called Prince of Thieves.
Yeah.
Prince of Thieves, about the bank robbers in the 90s.
Yeah.
And that's what the town is based on.
Why is that? Why was that so prominent in Boston?
I think it's just you had just crazy fucking people, you know, because it was also the Ahmed trucks too. They loved getting a lot too.
The bread trucks.
Yeah. They, I don't know. I don't really know the reason for it, but I mean,
have you ever met someone from Boston? And you're like, yeah, I get it.
I hung out with a guy one time. It was like his first or second day out of jail from robbing a bank. He did like 11 years and he was friends with actually two guys. I saw the town with three of my friends. Two of them were these dudes from Charlestown, older than me. And, one of their friends came over one night. He just got out of jail. And so I was like, oh, why was he in jail? And this is before he came. And like, oh, he robbed a bank. And like, I forget where it was, in Rhode Island or something. Oh. It was a couple of them. And I was like, really? He's like, yeah, don't say anything when he comes out. You know what I mean? He's like, he's just getting out of federal fucking prison, you know? And,
which is like the famous last words, though. Sorry to cut you off real quick, though, is when somebody hits you with the, hey, here's a crazy wild thing.
Oh,
it's
I
gonna
know.
Be here in 2 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't say anything.
Well, they're just like, yeah, just don't, you know, whatever. Because I was like 16 or 17 at the time, dude. And it was like when the movies. So I was like, so we're sitting there or whatever. And, you know, the guy was quiet, dude. Like he was, you know, he was around. Dude, I was a teen. He's hanging out with like, you know, his friends. And then there's like teenagers and shit there. You know, we're drinking and stuff. And then it came up at some point of the night, someone asked him like, oh yeah, because we were talking about jail a lot. He was talking about prison and shit. And he's like, how happy he was to be back. And then we asked him like, what's it like robbing a bank? And he's like, dude, it's good. It was a crazy thing. He talked about like, cause he's on drugs and stuff. And he talked about like the rush of doing it. You know what I mean? And I'm like, well, yeah, it looks like that in movies. You know what I mean? Like it's,
dude, that's so he's
I
like,
couldn't imagine it though. Like, it's like he's so parent, you know.
Yeah.
Who do you think you awesome. Would? Who do you think you would be in the heist?
Getaway driver.
Okay.
I'd be scared to go in.
I would be the crowd control guy.
Yeah.
I'd be like,
yeah, you're a big dude.
I'd be like, put your fucking dicks on the ground now, motherfucker! Putting guns in people's faces, smacking old women and
dude,
shit.
Dude, I can see it.
I'd be that guy, but I wouldn't be the, because then there's the other guy that he kind of goes over to the teller and he's like,
I feel like you would be the guy who gets out of control and just kills a hostage.
No, I think I would, no way. I think I would be the person mainly beforehand that would like plan. I would just watch the bank every single day and know what the fuck they do. I think that's what I would do because I have kind of a keen eye towards that. Like,
you know how to scope.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think that's what I would do. Not saying I'd be good enough to be like, oh yeah, I could rob a bank, but I think that's the role I would fit into.
I'm the guy that gets too greedy while I'm in there. I get shot by the police, and then you guys get back in the truck. You take off the mask. Like, what the fuck, dude? He went nuts back there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You think he's still alive?
Open the safety deposit boxes. We want those too.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have the keys.
Ray Ray needs a little taste for himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh god damn, dude, that would be that. When I was at the DA's office, we used to talk about that, dude. It's like the coolest crime. I think it is like a bank robbery, well planned. Nobody gets hurt.
Yeah.
You just get away with the money. I'd be like, damn. We used to have like there were guys who I've done arraignments for like bank robberies, and they were. I remember being like, dude, this is fucking so cool.
Yeah, 100%, 100%.
Even though you're like, fuck, dude, this is serious, you know, in the back, you'd be like, fucking bank robberies coming in. You'd be like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, but it's like, you think about it, it's like, you're stealing from a fucking bank, dude. You know what I mean? It's like,
fuck them.
Yeah, it's like, they're collecting interest and mortgage, you know what I mean? It's like,
dude, yeah, it's crazy. A lot of the bank robberies I saw, though, we didn't see that many, but they were always,
small
they're always kind of lame.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like at the end of the, you'd be like, oh, bank robbery's coming
in.
And then it would be like some like
kid strung out on pills.
Yeah, some girl, some guy strung out on pills, not even wearing a mask or maybe a mask, but like will pass a note that says like empty the register and like holding like a fake, you know,
might not even have
a gun, just like pretending. And, you know, they're bad. I mean, they're
obviously
taken very seriously, but
it's not. Yeah. You can't really
so
compare
cool.
that to like the people, like when you watch the movies and they plot the whole thing out. Yeah, and like, that's a different thing.
I never see one of those.
Can I say this?
Yeah.
I think the banks are the real crooks.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, collecting that collecting that interest, dude.
Hot take.
Dude, I remember you were talking about like that idea of when somebody goes, "Hey, just don't bring this up," right?
Yeah.
I was at it was like right when I first moved here, I was at the stand and this comic was like, "Hey, man," he's like my buddy Tito's about to be here in a little bit. He you know, back in the day, somebody got into this fight, his eyes all fucked up. Just whatever you do, man, don't look at his eye. And I'm like, what the fuck, man? Don't look at his eye, you know? And it's just one of those things the whole time. Like he's like this big, you know, Mexican dude and like looks like a fucking straight beast. And of course he got this fucking like white twisted up eye. He sits down, I'm talking to him the whole time like this. I'm like, "Hey, what's up, man?" "Yeah, no, Ray, nice to meet you." You know, like not even looking him in the eyes. I'm like, "This guy's going to fucking beat the shit out of me." Oh. And it's like all like every time he's like, "Where are you from?" I'm like, and then finally he's like, "What the fuck did this guy tell you?" He's like, "You can look in my fucking eyes." Like, yeah. It was like, "Oh shit."
He said that, dude. Yeah. Ray's just like staring at the ground, won't make eye contact.
Yeah.
Well, because you like I mean, in the past, like if like even like a girlfriend, like we're going to a dinner party and she's like, "Hey, by the way, just so you know, Fred's brother killed himself a couple of months ago." I'm like, "I didn't need that. I never talk about suicide." Now it's all I want to talk about.
It's all I
walk right in the door, I'm like, "Hey, what's hanging?"
Yeah. Ah, shit, fuck, man.
Yeah.
You drop a drink, you're like, "I'm gonna fucking kill myself."
Yeah, man.
Dude, I say that all the time, like, "I'm gonna fucking kill myself," you know, like as a joke, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I always get weird when I'm, every time I say it, I'm like, fuck, someone probably is uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
That I just said that.
Fuck it.
I had a joke bomb. I went to this karaoke night for my girlfriend's friend's birthday, and we all go into the karaoke room. There's like seven of us, and the kid that was working there was like this probably maybe a little bit younger than me, like this Asian dude, like brings us down, and he was so annoyed, plops down next to me after he like leaves us in the room and goes, "Huh, so fucking tired, man, fuck." And I'm like, "Bro, this is your job. Stop. Yeah. Don't say this right next to me."
Yeah.
You know, and then he's like, "Oh, you guys don't want anything, do you?" And I'm like, "Yeah, bro, we just got here. We all need drinks."
Yeah.
And then he keeps going, like every order, like you would be like, "Hey, I want a Bud Light." He's like, "Bud Light, okay." And he'd like be getting ready to leave. I'm like, "Hey, six more people need drinks, dude." So then he leaves, and right when he walks out, I was like, "He's not coming back." Right?
I hate shitty customer service.
I was like, "He's not coming back, obviously, right? Because he's going to kill himself." And like my girl giggled a little bit, and everybody else was like, "I don't know if we're firing off suicide jokes here."
Yeah.
All right. Holy shit. Where'd you grow up in Boston?
I was born in South Boston.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then Peabody, Massachusetts.
Oh, Peabody. Yeah. I know someone from Peabody.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe we know each other. Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll talk to you after.
Yeah. Wait, you don't want to mention his name? You know what I mean?
Oh, dude. But, I don't like men no more.
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
Yeah.
What's up, gay?
But over them's ways, you know,
dude. What's the sandwich shop? The roast beef in Peabody.
There's a bunch of them.
The Land and Sea.
Yes. Yeah. You know what's crazy, dude? I never
beef three way.
Yeah, roast beef three ways. You know what's crazy about that? I never ate that shit until I moved here, dude.
Dude, so good.
I know. I realize so now. Now, whenever I go home, it's like almost like a cultural thing out there. Roast beef sandwiches. I feel like it was because. I'm not like from there. I mean, I don't know. It's tough. Like, I didn't know a lot.
I'm not fucking from there.
I didn't know about like, cause that's really not popular anywhere else other than like the North Shore of Boston.
Yeah.
So like, I didn't really know. I kind of knew about it from like Kelly's and like the fast food places, but I didn't know like there was places that actually had like amazing sandwiches.
Yeah.
Like until I was like older, you know? But yeah, I kind of didn't really get into it until I got hit. Now I'm like, god damn, it's so fucking good.
It is so good, dude. They put like a ton of roast beef. I think it's hot.
It's tough to describe because I tell people it's like, it's not like a regular roast beef sandwich. No, you can't get the way it's like, the way it is, you just don't get that anywhere else.
Yeah, and they put like, it's like three ways, like it's like barbecue sauce, mayo, and ketchup or
cheese.
Cheese, yeah, dude, it's so good.
A nice onion roll. Oh, there's some really good places.
Dude, it could challenge the chopped beef.
I've only really got to hang out in Boston like two times, maybe, mm-hmm. really hang out. And I didn't know like what to eat there, like what the like go-to food is.
Yeah.
However, I did go to Cheers, which ripped.
Nice.
That time we hung out. We hung out once and we stayed at my a friend of mine's house. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
That, and we ate. We ate. Oh, yeah. We did a show and we came home. It's maybe the most disgusting thing that I've ever done. And what? I did it with Ray.
Tell.
We do the show in Boston and my friend was, I think, just married or engaged. And I used to live at her place. I lived in like the spare bedroom mm-hmm. before I moved here. And she was like, oh, yeah, you could stay, you know, you and Ray, your buddy. And we get home. They came to the show. They get home like an hour before us. And her husband is like, oh, we ordered. He's Irish. And he's like, we ordered a bunch of Domino's for you. And
Wait, shut up.
Don't even do it. You know,
what was that?
It's my accent, fucking, dude.
Steve Irwin.
Okay.
Steve Irwin.
We ordered a bunch of Domino's for you.
Yeah.
And
it is Steve Irwin.
It's getting worse. Yeah. Okay. Man.
So what? What happened?
We walk in and there was just like so much food. We had like, I think I ate a pizza by myself.
Yeah.
Ray the same.
It was Domino's, dude.
Domino's, I feel like. You're kind of supposed to eat an entire pizza when you get Domino's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's like you don't get slices. The slices are small, mm-hmm. you know?
And you're not supposed to eat it the next day. Nobody should probably be not. Eating Domino's leftovers, yeah. man.
Which is a shame because good pizza is good the next day.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh,
cold,
yeah.
so
oh,
good.
Oh, I don't like cold. Dude. No. You put it in a pan. Put it in a pan.
Oven is the like only way to warm it up.
No, but. Dude. You put it in a pan with like an ice cube or something. And
an
like
ice cube?
You put a cover on the pan and it crisps up the bottom and like makes it cheaper. Ugh, it's like better. It's better.
I just
than
go
fresh.
Cold. I just go cold.
I just go cold or I toss it in the microwave.
That's drug addict behavior.
I don't like the microwave.
Or I'll go air fryer.
You know why? You know why you like a microwave, right? Because you don't know about patience.
I'm waking up in the morning. I'm probably fucking hungover. Yeah. I need the slice mm-hmm. for my life.
Sure.
You gotta fucking.
I'm gonna fucking pan sear a piece
of
pizza.
Oh yeah, dude! Just like
I've never heard
just
of
like
that.
A fillet.
Don't be a nerd, dude.
Never heard of that.
Oh, okay, dude. I bet people listening try it, dude. Try your leftover pizza in a pan.
Seafood too. I never ate seafood until I moved here too, and that's like the biggest crime because I go home and it's so fucking
lobster rolls, dude. Oysters,
clams. Mm-hmm.
I love a lobster roll.
You know, I never ate like the delicacies until I left, dude. I didn't, you know, like the regional shit until I fucking left.
Dude, we used to, at work, we used to go in the summers. There was a place like out in Western Mass, like kind of near like Framingham. We used to go every Friday, lobster rolls and ice cream.
Nice.
Dude, it was so
yeah, good. Yeah, they kind of go hand in hand.
So good.
I feel like you just didn't appreciate it while you were there. Now you're like, oh,
I
shit.
Never even ate it though. I never ate seafood until like I moved here, that's you know?
Oh.
Same with, I don't think I ever had a roast beef three-way until like 2019 or something.
God damn, dude.
Now whenever I go home, that's like all I eat.
Gotta get it.
I do that. I mean, I ate it when I lived there, but like now, like when I go home, I usually like to get like some of like the, even like the hacky Pittsburgh cuisine.
Yeah. Permanny Brothers.
Like Permanny Brothers.
I like that. I went there before. That was a good. I like that.
I like it.
It's really good.
I think you either like it or you hate it because some people will be like, that fucking sandwich sucked.
And I liked
it. I'm like, what do you, you're not going, it's not like you're going to be going to Peter Luger's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a fucking, it's like a trash drunk late night sandwich.
Dude, the first time we met when I was in Pittsburgh, I think we tried to go to Permanny Brothers and they were closing. Like they were like, no more food.
Yeah, that was
so mad.
You didn't go to the. You got to go to the original. They're open all night.
Really?
And
that's why I think I went. It's like downtown, right?
Yeah.
I went after a Pirates game, I think. And
yeah.
Yeah.
The reason for it is the Permanny Brothers sandwich, it's French fries and coleslaw on the sandwich. And why they did it where it opened in the strip was where there's a lot of like trucks coming through, like truck drivers and that type of thing. They wanted to give them a sandwich and the sides all together so they could eat it.
That's awesome.
You know, while they're driving the truck. That's
such a Pittsburgh thing.
Yeah. Sorry that we're fucking blue collar.
Such a blue collar move.
It's not, you know, people.
We don't got two fucking hands to eat all the time.
Yeah. So, you got to drive trucks, you know? Dude, it's just like putting chips on a sandwich, you know what I mean? You just fucking get it all in one thing.
You got to weld steel while
you're eating
a sandwich.
Chips on a sandwich.
I do too.
Barbecue chips on like a fucking ham sandwich.
I do too.
Get the fuck up.
I do too. It is good.
The best.
People are like, I like lettuce for crunch. I was like, give me Doritos, dude.
Yeah. Cape Cod chips, dude. So good.
That's something I'll say, too. I think I'm at the age now, like, lettuce. leave it the fuck off my sandwich now.
A lot of times, I like lettuce. I'm pro lettuce, but a lot of times on sandwiches, it just doesn't need to be there.
Well,
it doesn't
that, fucking need to be there. I need that crispy iceberg lettuce or the shredded lettuce.
It's got to be perfect, though, because sometimes if you got the shredded lettuce, you got that lettuce spilling out all over the fucking place.
I'm okay with it.
Or sometimes you get the piece of lettuce they put on there that has the fucking backbone in it.
Yeah, dude, get the fuck out of here. That ruins it.
That's not even like lettuce, dude. You know what I mean? It's bullshit.
That's what that shitty salad I got from Bear Burger was the other day.
Yeah.
All the lettuce were those fucking stiff backbone pieces of lettuce.
Yeah, we went to a burger place and he got a salad. He's like, let's go to the burger place. And he gets a salad. And he was like, well, this is bad. And I go, yeah, man, you got a salad.
Anybody that's been watching this podcast knows that I need to introduce salads a little more into my life. I'm trying to eat healthy. I'm trying to take better care of myself. That's why I'm getting on a Subway diet.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm getting on a McDonald's diet. 700 calories a day.
Subway ain't promoting diets still, are they?
No, dude, they just came out with a foot-long cookie. They're not.
Really?
They're leaning away from the diet.
Did they really come out with a foot-long cookie?
They came out with a foot-long cookie, a foot-long churro, and something else.
Okay. Is this for real?
I swear to God.
I'll tell you the thing about Subway. Not to harp on Subway again, but I've been pretty pro Subway lately because I went there while I was on the road. It was like my only option was either Subway or Burger King at this rest stop. I went Subway and it was fucking, it was good. It was surprisingly good. And I had this thing in my head where I was like, ah, Subway's not that good. It was good. But you got to go to the right Subway because it's franchise.
Yes. Yeah.
So some of them you go to and they're like the gas station Subway where there's like flies you see over the fucking food. And it kind of stinks, not like Subway, but it just smells like fucking like gas station and fumes and ass and like old roast beef. It sounds like a bunch of people were making a fucking, you know, roast beef trio fucking three-way in the back, but the pussy kind of roast beef. Yeah. And
thanks for specifying.
Or sometimes you go to the one and it's in like a nice shopping center or it's in like a, you know, like a fucking, and it's like good. It looks fresh as it can be. All their meats are turkey based.
Are they?
Yeah.
I don't know about that, but
it's true. Look it up, dude.
I believe
even the
tuna,
roast beef,
even their tuna is turkey based. I think.
Wow. Roast beef is roast turkey, basically.
But that's everybody, you know. And you with your fucking yoga mat bullshit. I gotta say,
I don't think that's bullshit though. Like, there's like $1 billion lawsuit.
No, oh no. I know it's true, but you like giving him shit about it. It's like, let him go, let him go. Everybody's doing it. Everybody's cutting corners. Yeah, well, you know,
that's the problem.
As long as I'm in that fucking class action lawsuit, dude.
Yeah, that's
the
problem, man. That's why Europeans and like other countries have much better fast food because their standards are so much higher.
So,
legally, they have to. I mean, that's why Taco Bell, they don't call it like they're not allowed. I think that's why they call it beef and not meat. Something like that. Like they're like legally not allowed to refer to it.
Is that right?
As like,
I had Taco Bell for the first time, like a year, like in, I hadn't had it since I was a kid and it was pretty good.
It's great.
So good.
I just assumed it was like gross and I'm like, oh, I liked it when I was like, you know, 13 and stuff. And then I was like, you know what? I want to have Taco Bell. I haven't had it in probably 15 years, dude. And it was so good.
You know what else is good?
So good, dude.
McDonald's.
Yeah.
And they'll come out with shit and
Haven't had it in so long.
They'll be like, McDonald's, they have fucking sawdust in their burgers. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, if cum tasted like McDonald's, I'd be gay.
I don't like men no more. Ryan, have you ever killed someone?
No.
No, that's a hard one.
I don't know why I had to think about that.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Thank God. I'd feel pretty bad about it.
One of these days, we're gonna get someone saying yes.
I told some guy last night on stage that I was gonna shoot him in the head, and
Jesus.
I felt bad about it.
Was this when you were a little buzzed up?
Yeah, yeah, and it did well. Everyone in the crowd laughed about it. You know what I mean? But I was like, you know what sucked is like I met the dude before I went in because I was like barking and selling tickets, and he was such a nice guy, and I was like, can you just shut the fuck up before I shoot you in the face? And then
Jesus,
I know. And I felt so bad about it until like till this morning. And I was like,
you know what though? Your accent works for that though. Like I think it makes you endearing. You know, and they're like,
everyone laughed at it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Everyone laughed at it. But I was like, fuck, dude, he was a good dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah, fuck him.
But yeah. yeah.
Fuck him. You were drunk.
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't drunk. Yeah. I was just, enough to be like, my patience was really, really tight. You know?
Have you ever performed like blackout? Like real drunk?
I wouldn't say blackout. I remember it, but yeah. Not intentionally, though. It's like, just like someone asked me to do a spot and I'm drinking, you know what I mean? Yeah, I would never like, I prefer not, I wouldn't do that, you know?
Dude,
not that I think it's anything wrong.
One time I was so drunk and it was so bad. It was like, I was doing comedy for like a year, maybe, you know, like barely. And I did this show that was basically like an open mic. I look now and I'm like, oh, this was an open mic. But in Boston, had a crowd. And I remember the guy like,
where was it?
It was like the upstairs of some bar, maybe like Hennessy's or something. Like one of those on the strip in Faneuil Hall. It wasn't a great show, but it was like, oh, I'm doing a show. You know, I'd only done like pure open mics at that point. And it was like the second time I did it. I remember I invited like friends to come, like classic bad move, you know? And the guy running the show, like it was all like killers that were there. Now I realize it was like all these like established Boston comedians. And he kept like putting me later. He's like, oh, so-and-so's got to go up. Like, can I just move you? I ended up like going last, getting pushed. And I had like 7 or 8 Bud Lights by the time like I got on stage. And, you know, I'm like, don't even know how to do comedy yet.
Yeah.
And dude, it was so bad. And after that, I was like, I'll never drink before I go on stage. I obviously have broken that rule now. But dude, it was for a long time. I did not drink before I was on stage. Because of that. And I was like, dude,
how often do you drink before you go on stage?
Anymore, I don't. Like I don't even really, like if I'm doing like a weekend on the road, I won't really drink because, you know, I care, you know. But back in Pittsburgh, I would say there was like a 2-year period where I would perform like fucked up. Like pretty like smashed. Like there was one time where I performed blackout on this show. Wake up the next morning, my buddy Tim calls me up and was like, dude, your set last night, man, you fucking killed. And I was like, what? I killed? He's like, yeah, you're doing all this new shit I never heard. I'm like grabbing my fucking notebook. I'm like, what did I do? What did I do? He's like, nah, I'm just fucking with you, man. Nobody can understand what you were saying. I was like, oh, okay. And then there was another time. This is actually our buddy Colin tells this story better than I do because I don't remember that well, is I went to the Pirates home opener and I had a show after and I was so fucking drunk. I went up and I had to close the show. I was doing like 25 minutes and I guess I did well. Like, I guess I did pretty well.
How did you think he did?
And it's he wasn't there.
Oh, okay.
But it's I have never been able to find it. It was like live streamed.
Oh
yeah, I don't know.
I wish we could find it. Yeah, that would be great.
I've seen people do really well when they're shit faced, but it's like obviously they're not doing like them. It's just like
you're comfortable, you're relaxed, you're just working with the crowd. Yeah, you know?
I'm good at performing with a buzz on, not hungover. So that's why
dude. Same here. I would rather perform the way I did last night, where I think I had like 2 or 3 beers beforehand. I would rather be in that mind state than I would. I drank 100%. 15 beers yesterday, dude. I can't perform hungover.
I can't either. That's why I stopped. Like I remember, I work with Ian Bagg sometimes, who is like, he's an all crowd work guy, and we're working a weekend together and he's not drinking. And I'm like, you're not doing a beer? And he's like, no. He's like, I don't drink when I'm performing, you know? And I was like, oh yeah. I was like, 'cause you do crowd work, you gotta be like me. Like, I'm doing material, I could just kind of drink. And I'm thinking in my head and I'm like, drink and fucking the next day phone take away like tools that I have. And that was when I was finally like, dude, if I'm on the road and I have multiple shows and multiple nights, I got to stay off the booze. Maybe
the last night, the most
fucking one after like a nightcap after a show. But that's it, dude, because I mean, I'm useless.
But it's hard though too, because like when so many times, especially when you go somewhere, like people just buy you drinks, dude. I was doing shows in New Hampshire and I had to do 2 shows and people would, I could have drank like 20 beers for free. And then it's like, it's kind of tough to say no to so many people. It's, you know, it's like, no. And then it's like, I'm like, just wait till late. And they're like, well, we're not going to be here. I'm like, dude, I cannot do this right now.
Yeah. What was your question the other night when we were at the bar about how many beers?
Oh, I go, Ray, realistically, I was with Ray and Colin and I go, realistically, Ray, like if you're drinking like a Saturday barbecue all day, how many beers do you think you would drink?
50. I could drink 50 beers if I had to.
No, dude.
You think 50?
That's crazy.
In like a 12-hour session of just boozing.
That's crazy.
And I'm not doing liquor.
Yeah.
That's well, insane.
I could put down 50 beers.
We got to do a test.
Yeah.
I could put down 50
beers. I did.
You might die.
A while ago. I've done 30 before. Over the course of like, from starting at like 10 a.m. and going to like midnight, like around that way. I did 30 beers.
I've done 30 beers.
Damn,
dude.
I've done that. And in those 30 beers.
50, is fucking. That's crazy.
But in those 30 beers, no I was also way. Including like shots.
No fucking way.
How old were you?
I was like 20.
Yeah.
21.
Dude, you know what I had? I had a cool moment last night that is also a little sad. I went to our old stomping ground Rockies, which is right around the corner. And I've been there quite a bit. And I walked in with another comic who I don't think has ever been there. And I go, I fucking love this place. It's kind of grimy, kind of like towny bar. And I walk up and the bartender sees me like over and she goes, Maker's Rocks? And I go, yep.
Oh, that's great.
It was so good. And nice. I go to the comic. I go, that was pretty cool. He goes, yeah, you have a problem.
Yeah. You care about the community. You know what I mean? No, it's a good bartender. Good bartender. Good service, dude. Good fucking service. They know your shit. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That is the best feeling, man.
It was kind of cool.
Oh, yeah, dude.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That was one of my dreams moving to New York is I wanted to be a regular at an Irish bar where an Irish bartender knows who I am.
Yeah.
And I fucking accomplished it in like a week.
I will say it is cool, but I also think I'm the only person to order Maker's Rocks at that bar, not ordering like Bud Lights and like, you know.
That's true.
Well whiskey.
Maybe in the daytime, some old timers though, you know.
Yeah,
I love a good Cheers, making you feel like you're at Cheers.
Dude, yeah, 100%. That's what going to the bar's for, dude. You know,
yes, to feel like a celebrity.
Yeah, to be with.
That was the thing that was when I was a kid. I used to hang out in bars all the time because my dad worked at them and was an alcoholic. And I would sit at the bar as a kid. And you're like, if you're not 18, I think you're not allowed to sit at the bar. If you're not 21, you're not allowed to sit at the bar, whatever it is. And I would be sitting there and I'm like drinking like pop out of shot glasses and shit.
Nice.
And like hanging out with all the old dudes. And when somebody, like there was times where like people would come into the bar that weren't regulars. And they're like, whoa, kid, you can't be sitting up at the bar. And all the other like regulars and like my dad's buddies and the bartender would be like, shut the fuck up. That's Raymond. That's his seat. Yeah. Shut the fuck. Get the fuck out of here.
Beat it.
Take your wine and go, you fucking pussy.
Well, there is like a weird age thing where like, kids aren't supposed to be allowed in certain places, but if they're like under 10 years old, they kind of can. But then once you're over that age and you're like in that in between where like, oh, this kid might sneak a beer, then they're not. Yeah, you know, it's strange because they're like, oh, nothing under 21, nothing. But it's like an 8-year-old, fine. But like a 15-year-old, it's like, no, we can't get them out of here. Yeah,
you can bring a baby to a bar, but not a 17-year-old.
Dude, I'm starting to see that way more often now. Babies. Maybe it's because I'm older, but I'm like, I feel like people are bringing babies and dogs to like bars way more than used to, dude. Yeah. Way more.
I kind of love it.
But I'm like, dude, like there's a fucking kid at the bar, dude. It's like, this was a year ago. The Preakness was on, the race.
Yeah.
Watching the race, one of my buddies, and fucking, you know, he's betting on, we're watching the race, we're fucking going off.
Yeah.
And this lady comes over to us, and she's like, and this was a bar room, this was not, there's no food served in this place, there's no reason to be in this place if you are under the age of 21. Fucking going off and talking, we're gambling, and this lady comes over and she's like, do you mind watching your language? My kids are here.
Oh, no.
I turn around, and I'm like, are you fucking out of here? I go, that's your problem. And I just turn around, and then, like, she said something, and of course, the people that work, they're like, well, you know, but I'm like, what the fuck, do you have a kid in a bar?
I will say, if you bring, I'm totally cool with bringing like kids to bars, whatever. I think it's cool, like the parents, oh, it's fun, you know, it's an outing, and that's European, very European. They just, you know, bring their kids to do whatever. But like, dude, to be like, oh, can you control your behavior? It's like, no,
you're bringing him here.
This is my territory.
Yeah,
dude. Sorry,
you're bring, like, you don't, you shouldn't have to. You go to places like that because you don't want to think about.
Kids.
Yeah, there's no conduct. You know what I mean?
Listen, if I was getting drunk in a Chuck E. Cheese and fucking cursing, sure.
You know, I'll relax. 100%. 100%. Yeah, in public, whatever. Sure, I get that. But like, there's 30 people in a bar gambling on horses right now. It's like, give me a fucking break, dude. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
That's oh, exactly. My, it was like speaking of Chuck E. Cheese, the bar was like my Chuck E. Cheese.
Sure,
I would just walk in. I'd be like fucking like playing with like the pool balls and like
Ray's doing
playing
Keno.
Darts. My dad would be on like the poker machine and be like, Ray, you want to cover the poker machine so nobody steals it?
Oh, and
I'd be sitting there playing.
Oh, and, yeah. Where was this?
Pittsburgh.
They have poker machines in the bars there?
They do. Legally, they have them now, but back in the day, it wasn't. You know, they had them, and they have the, you know, the for amusement only, but the bars used to make a fucking killing.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet.
And I feel like they never paid out. I don't think my dad ever got paid
sure,
out.
Sure, yeah.
But I'd be at the bar. I'd be sitting there watching the poker machine for him. He's over there, like, fucking making out with some skank. Yeah. You know? I'm fucking...
some nice lady.
Nice.
Yeah. Dude, we're over an hour, man.
Yeah.
That was quick, man. That was so good. That was great.
Fun.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, we got to have you back, dude.
Thanks absolutely. For having me. I guess so good.
Bullshit with you guys all the time.
I know. Dude. I always enjoy talking to you.
Man. I remember you said it one time, one of the first times we really talked when we were talking about if you were on a TV show, you said you'd be the bailiff in a daytime court show, dude. Every time I see that, I think, dude, I'm like, you literally look, you would be a bailiff in the court show.
You crazy, Judge.
Yeah. Just standing there the whole time, dude.
So you funny, know? Dude.
But yeah, holy thank shit. You. It was a ton of fucking fun.
Hell yeah.
Thank you, man.
We'll have you back. Let everybody know how they can follow
it's
you.
Ryan O'Toole, ITS Ryan O'Toole on Instagram. I put all my shit on there. There's fucking pog. All that shit, just go there.
Hell yeah, dude.
go find all his fucking shit.
All my shit.
You can find me at Reza Wadney on all social media. Reza Wadney on YouTube. Subscribe to me there because I got a special coming out this year.
Yeah, baby.
Every single Wednesday, I am here on the Troublemakers podcast with my man, Dylan Krasinski. Baby.
You can follow me at Dylan Krasinski on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok, and at Troublemakers on all those sites. We put clips out 3, 4, 5, sometimes 6 times a week. Go check those out. Leave a comment, dude. Leave a comment on the YouTube. Leave a comment.
Comment, baby.
We love the interaction.
But be nice because I fight you.
Oh, yeah. We had some mean ones this past week. But, hey, who cares? Go follow Ryan. We'll see you next week, baby.
Yeah.
Good night. Bye.